You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Welcome to The Deb Show. I'm Deborah Eckerling, author of Your Goal Guide and founder of The Deb Method, which is my system for goal setting simplified. My vision is to give you the tools, inspiration, and motivation you need to figure out what you want and help you make a plan to get it. Let's get started.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Deborah Eckerling, author of Your Goal Guide and creator of The Deb Method for Goal Setting Simplified. I am all about helping people figure out what they want and how to get it, which I do through consulting workshops. But more importantly, every Monday, I bring together three friends to dive into the topic of the week. And then it magically becomes an episode of The Deb Show podcast, which is on the Marketing Podcast Network. And today we're talking about left turns. And I mean, come on. We've all been there. Sometimes we correct, sometimes we go with the flow, but I've gathered some really awesome people who've made left turns and love it because we are all about embracing change. Because if you don't do that, well, don't wait. I'm like in with the quadruple negatives already. Anyway, thank you. I've got such a great panel today. I have with me Matt Bailey, who is also on the Marketing Podcast Network with me. And I'm jazzed to learn more about him and how he is, I want to say, like, overcorrected, because you're still in the same industry. You're just doing different things. And sometimes that's the kind of change that we want. We also have Sherry Ruskus, who's one of my innovation women friends, and she specializes in shiny object syndrome. So, of course, she is here talking left turns. Ooh. And finally, my friend Jennifer Watson is here, who is social media extraordinaire. And whether half of Twister Twins. Right. So weather and social media, of course you think of the two together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or at least we do. So like I said, I gathered this panel all about people who either have made change or all for embracing change and or all of the above. And before we dive in, why don't you all share a little bit more about you and why this topic speaks to you so much? So let's start with you, Matt.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Deborah. I really appreciate the invitation. And as you said, I'm in the same industry. I started in digital marketing back in the late 90s. My goal was to build an agency. And so I was on my way. We were building in a fantastic agency. And at the same time, I was doing training. I was doing a lot of other things. There came a day when I realized while I'm doing this business thing really well, I'm not doing the home thing great. And I remember the day distinctly that I decided, building a business, I'm not going to build anything as great as my kids. And I've got four daughters. I immediately left work, went home to be with them, and then by the end of the week decided to sell the agency business and go full into training, which would not require me to travel as much, to be at the office as much, and I could spend much more time at home. So that was my left turn.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I mean... I love that. End of sentence. Sometimes in a lot of what I talk about, it's professional goals, but it's personal goals as well. And if you don't have that, whether you use balance or integration or whatever, but if you don't have all sides of the puzzle, what is the point?
So absolutely. Absolutely.
I give you where my gold stars for, you know, recognizing that you needed a change and also proving very nicely that even like, I was going to say, even a minor tweak, but it really wasn't. But within the industry, you found a way to do what you love in a way that made more sense for you and your family.
Absolutely. And part of that was the realization that, you know, I'm building other people's businesses. I'm building other people in their professional careers. But yet the biggest impact I'm going to make in anyone's life is my kids. And I was not giving them not even equivalent time. And so that's going to last so much longer than anything I do for anybody else. And that was just a realization that just struck me to my core, enough that it made me make some very hard decisions.
Apparently they were the right ones.
Absolutely. I mean, I've got to spend amazing time with my girls, and two of them I have invested in. Now they've graduated high school, and now I'm helping them build their own businesses, and they're being amazing. And I'm, you know, I get to travel with them. I take them with me now when I'm doing things. And so it's been an absolutely rewarding, amazing result of doing that.
Well, good for you, and sweet full circle story. So glad you're here.
Thank you.
Sherry.
Well, I have to say kudos to Matt, because that is fantastic. And I have worked with so many entrepreneurs, and being an entrepreneur myself for all these decades, you know, that people don't pay attention to their family. And I am happy to report that I'm also raising a couple of entrepreneurs who are doing very well, and I'm very proud of them. To be sure. And because it's just that time we don't get back, right? That is the time we don't get back. We forget about business ventures along the way, but we don't forget. And, you know, I will just say about myself, I am a business growth coach is my title, and I do speaking and a number of things. But one of the things that I have really grown to love is my podcast called The Bright Shiny Object. And that is the left turn that as entrepreneurs, it's like that magnet, right? That just pulls us. And one of the reasons that I started the podcast was because of this belief that it's not the bright, shiny objects that are bad. As a matter of fact, we need them as entrepreneurs, because without them, that they're our spark. It's what keeps us going. And, but it's managing those, you know, it's managing that left turn. You know, maybe I won't turn today, but let me write it down and put it in with my other ideas. And maybe I'll make that turn down the road a little bit while I finish this, you know, current direction that I'm going in. So that's who I am. And I'm happy to be here.
Well, I too am this fan of, well, so Deb Method, it's determine your mission, explore your options, brainstorm your path, determine your mission, because you can't get what you want unless you know what that is. But sometimes you need to go on those shiny object detours in service of the mission. So I love that you embrace them, because it is part of that journey.
Mm-hmm. Right. And like you said, and why I love your work too, is because it's the goals, right? It's going, okay, I have something I call an idea cycle, that you really, okay, let's really think this idea through. And is it going to serve these ultimate goals that I have going on or not? Is it just going to put me off into the field somewhere? No street signs or nothing.
And sometimes it's, they're good distractions, but sometimes all they are like sinkholes.
Mm-hmm. Or a way to deal with fear, because you know what? I don't have to worry about screwing up here, because I'm going to go over here where it's only half done, right? So, you know, there's that piece of it too.
Yes. Well, and so much more fun to explore, but not until after we meet. Well, me, you, Jennifer, great to have you here. And I know you've got an adorable mini me as well.
I do. She is my little angel, and I want to turn her into a little entrepreneur as well. So we're working down that path. She's 5 years old, so we're not quite there yet, but we're getting there. And I actually made my left turn kind of early, and I've made a couple of left turns. And I think that's okay. It's pivoting. It's just doing what's best for you. When I went to college, I originally went to be a nutritionist, a dietitian. I love just eating healthy, wellness, all of those things. And I actually did 1 year of nutrition school before I was just like, you know what? It's just not really filling my soul. I don't know what I want to do. And then I actually did 1 year of theater. And so I did that, and I was still like, I went through, I want to be an actress phase. And I was like, oh, it's still not, you know, hitting my heartstrings. I just don't know. And then one of my friends was like, you know what, Jen, you love weather so much. Why don't you pursue that as a career? And so I did. And I went to East Carolina University. They did not have their atmospheric science program yet. So I ended up like Googling literally what degrees on-camera meteorologists have. And a lot of them had geography degrees before they got their master's. So I majored in geography. I minored in math, almost double majored in math because I love math and numbers. And I got my GIS certificate, which is a geographic information system software that builds maps. And then I got my atmospheric science certificate. And then I taught GIS labs at Mississippi State, got my master's degree in geosciences with an emphasis in broadcast meteorology, and went that route, worked in local TV for 5 years before going to the Weather Channel, which was really exciting. I was a meteorological content producer there. And then I transitioned into social media. And so that was another left turn. And it's interesting because when I was in school, social media like Facebook was just becoming a thing. And they taught us in school, they're like, you're going to have to be posting weather updates on social channels and everything else. And when you're moving from small market to larger markets, you're your own PR person. You have to be on social to be competitive. And a lot of stations require you to make a certain amount of social posts per day. So you kind of just become a natural social media expert. And I made another left turn, though, just like Matt did. It was just a really long commute to the Weather Channel and back home. And I had a little, you know, 7-month-old, and I was literally dropping her off at like 7:15 in the morning, barely making it home in time to pick her up at 6:30. And then we'd have dinner and I put her to bed, and I was missing those moments, and I didn't want to miss them anymore. And I can't have any more kids. She's my one and only. So I'm like, I got to make it count. And so I ended up making one of the hardest decisions of my life, leaving weather full time to work remote social media right before the pandemic hit. And so then I just became full-fledged on social media manager. And right now I'm a senior social media specialist, but I've now made another left turn, making it full circle again. I'm starting to do, I never lost weather. So even when I left the Weather Channel full-time, I still do Weird Earth and Weather Gone Viral with them. But then I've now been doing on-air freelance work with them. And so I'm dipping more back into weather. I've had Stormfront Freaks, the weather podcast, since 2016, co-hosting that with other weather geeks. So I'm kind of making lots of left turns, but I'm pivoting, and I'm doing it because, you know, just like, you know, Matt and Sherry and anyone else, you only live once, and your kids, your family are everything. And I wanted to embrace those precious moments with my daughter. And I bring her to the studio with me. Last weekend, she was at the Weather Channel while I was doing some cut-ins and stuff, and it was so much fun. So, I mean, left turns can be scary sometimes, but they are the best things to happen as well.
Wow. See, I knew some of this, but I didn't know all of this. So I do say this, I bring my friends on so I can learn more about them and check in, but wow, that's pretty amazing. And the full circle thing, it kind of goes back to what Sherry and I were talking about. You know, you love what you do, and everything you've done has served kind of the mission, but you still have the thing that you love that drives you. And when you have that, you can build so much.
Yes, this is true. This is very true. Like, the shiny object is necessary. You just don't want it to distract you so much that you miss out on what's truly important.
Well, so I was going to continue with, you know, how do we define left turns? Because I think we've established that it could be pretty much anything. I'm going to ask the question anyway. Matt, how do you define a left turn?
I mean, to use the industry vocabulary, I would call it a pivot. It's you're still keeping one foot in what you're familiar with and what you do, but it depends on how far you're turning. You know, for me, I'd always, whenever I was working anywhere, they put me in a sales role. They put me in a people-facing role because I was good with people. And I look back at how much I would be teaching or consulting. And so it was always very natural. And our agency was built on my going out and being at conferences, presenting and doing all those things. But to manage a large agency was just, it was not a great skill set for me. I remember one morning telling my wife, I'm like, I don't want to go to work. She goes, you have to, you're the boss. And I said, they don't like me. They're only there because I pay them. You know, it was dragging on me to go to an office every day. And so taking that, you know, it was somewhat of a risk. There was some risk involved, but yet it was, this is what I do. I train, I teach. And so it was more of that pivot, and it was letting something go. It was really what it was. And it was this goal, this dream I had of having a big agency competing for, you know, big contracts. That was a goal. And I just had to let that go. And I would say really what happened was, you know, my heart just changed. It wasn't a big goal anymore once I started thinking about the big picture. So that was be the left turn. It's the pivot. And how far you pivot is depending upon what, you know, where that, like you said, it's still in your heart. It's still that dream. It's still what you're doing. It's just, you're just moving to a different angle.
So much of what I talk about is the foundational stuff, you know, the mission and the motto. And you just phrased that really, really well. I think a lot of people, they have trouble. They don't know what's next, but they also don't pause to figure out what that is, which is, I believe, really key. Mm-hmm. Because if you're so busy running, you know something's wrong. Yeah. You can't fix it.
Yeah.
So, Sherry, how do you define left turns?
You know, it's a combination, I think, of getting out of your comfort zone. Because, right, we're just cruising along and, you know, it's maybe not perfect, but it's okay. It's all right. It's, you know, I know where to go every day and what to do. And so it's getting out of that. But then it's also like not making the left just to get the dopamine rush of it, right? To go, yeah, it's a change. Let's do it. So that's how I look at it, but really following the path. And that's the most important part. If I'm going to make this left-hand turn, I'm going to follow the path, and I'm not going to confuse the people who look to me for guidance, clients, people online, et cetera. I'm going to like make it pretty clear that like, what is she doing now? You know, that whole thing of, oh, so now you're going to bake a cake, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, and so that it's really being clear. And I happen to love the summer months. I'm a very avid gardener. So I love the summer, and it is like my time to contemplate. And I think when we can have time to contemplate and really just slow down for a minute and say, what is it that I want, you know, moving forward into 2023 and on into 2024, but slow down, take a breath, and just really feel it. I think that is an important piece of it.
And really, I'm going to underline what you said, which is getting out of the comfort zone, but doing it for the right reasons, not doing it because of fear or because you think it's going to bring you energy, but doing it because it is what you believe you're meant to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. And really being to fulfill, you know, I'm a huge proponent of fulfilling our purpose on this planet. And it really helps you to do that. And, you know, like Jennifer, you were talking about like your path all over the place, which I just think is amazing. But you knew, like, you just, there's times, you know, this is uncomfortable, this hurts, but I got to do this. I got to be home with my baby. I got to do these things. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more.
So Jennifer, your definition of a left turn is to keep making lefts until you end up where you start. But really, what is it?
Oh my God. Yes, this is true. My definition of a left turn is following your heart, you know, and trying something new. And I mean, you aren't going to reach your goals just staying in that same lane that everyone else is. You got to take your own path. And, you know, it's so easy, I feel like, on social media to compare yourself to other people. And it's one of the hardest things when you're looking at the feed is to remember that everyone's on their own journey and at different times, right? Someone could have a successful agency, you know, or doing something else. And you're just like, oh my gosh, I wish I had that. But you're on a completely different journey, on your own journey. And so focusing on that. But I'm a big component in left turns, clearly. Because I believe, like, you know, the universe directs you in ways, and it's amazing the signs and things that happened along my way, you know, in my life that directed me in that path. But it is following your heart and truly what you know is best for you, which I think both Matt and Sherry and you do too, Deb, is just, you know, family is the number one thing in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, my daughter, my parents, my sisters, all of that, they're my absolute number one. And so, and it's following your passion too, because your passion and just following that road, I mean, it'll lead you in the right direction. Sometimes it'll weave you in and out, but, you know, it's amazing what I've learned, and through speaking on stages that has gotten me that much better on camera, which I never expected. I used to not like speaking on stages, but I forced myself into that uncomfortable, like I could get me in a studio with a camera and nobody else around, hardly, I'm fine. In front of a million eyeballs, I'm like, Jesus, you know, I'm like so scared. But I got out my comfort zone and now I'm that much better. It's amazing, you know? So just do it, go for the left turn, no matter what anybody else says. Some people may say things to try and protect you and be like, no, you really should keep doing this. You've got this, you know, so successful, but you truly know yourself, what's best in your heart for you. So follow that.
You just tripped over one of my biggest pet peeves. Okay. So this show is conversations, you know, motivation and inspiration. So if you're tuning in, whether you're listening or you're watching, there's a reason this topic is speaking to you by the same. So, you know, take all the information and see what applies to you is you. But one of going back to my huge pet peeve is people who give it either give advice that steer people off the right path or encourage them on the wrong one. So if you know what, if you've, first of all, again, if you're tuning in, you have an inkling you need to make some change, or you made change and you want like people to celebrate you, which we are totally doing, but you need to know yourself first before you get outside input, because it can easily steer you wrong. So the question is, how do you assess information and encouragement to stay away from those pitfalls? Jennifer?
Oh, that's a tough one, but I love it. It's just knowing, like you said, taking that time for yourself and knowing what truly speaks to you. Like, I love weather and I love motivating people. And I'm a people person just like Matt. I love the energy. I just love seeing people pursue their dreams and do the best that they can. But it's so easy for someone to be like, well, you know what? This is the safe thing. You need to go to college. You need to do this. You need to do that. And you know what's so interesting? For my daughter, I am saving up money for maybe college. But, you know, I would love her obviously to do some form of education, but if she wants to start a business or do something else, I also want to encourage her in that path as well. I mean, I would love to, you know, in my future for my daughter, she's five, but like have her own like LLC and design shirts. She's very good at art. Like, I want her to experience what it's like to have a business, to run a business, all the finances around it. But, you know, it's easy though for people to be like, Jen, you don't have, I forget what it's called, that college savings fund, like in Georgia, there's a specific one. I'm like, no, I don't, but I'm saving money. But I truly believe like, there are some amazing, brilliant people that didn't go to college, but have businesses and are entrepreneurs. So I'm not saying don't go to college, but I'm saying, you know, follow what's truly best for you. And other people may be like, just get a business degree, just do this, do that. But if you truly believe in doing something, do it. I know my parents were scared. They're just like, okay, so she tried nutrition, she tried theater. Like, this is the third one. Is it going to stick? But I made left turn after left turn, and I did follow my dreams. It took me a little bit longer. I was in college longer than my twin sister, and you always get that comparison. But I just, I didn't care, you know, I was going for it. And now I'm happy. So, yeah.
Well, a happy, always a good thing. Yeah. And happiness is coming up on Goal Chat Live, AKA The Dev Show, in July, because also important, but knowing your passion and be able to follow it and to be able to filter the, when you know your passion, it's a lot easier to filter the noise than when you're like, And the other thing that also should be underlined and asterisked is you can change things, yes. Which is the huge reason why I do what I do is I like to give people permission to embrace change. Just because this is your life does not mean it has to be your life.
Yes.
We all have that power and that control.
100%. Well, and you know, I'll just throw in here that I always feel like it's people trying to throw a safety net over you. Like, you know, do this, it'll be safe. We just had our dental hygienist. She just retired after 47 years working for the same dentist. I think, wow, that's a lot of mouths. But it's that whole idea, but she did it because it was safe. And I've been talking to a lot of people lately that they like, well, yeah, I went into this field because my parents told me it would be safe. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, stay away from the safety net people. They love you. They care about you. But, you know, and then really to use your instinct to say, is this what I really want to do with my life?
I love that.
I do too. And you just like inadvertently answer the question. So stay away from the safety net people.
Yes. Yes. They mean well. They mean well.
They do mean well. You, yes.
But it can limit you as well.
So Matt, do you have 2 or 3 or 4 cents to chime in?
Okay. Yeah. I have a circle of people that I bounce things off. And so, you know, one of them, if he ever calls me with an idea, he doesn't even have to explain it. I'm in. We're both entrepreneurs. We've both worked together over the years and there's a track record there. And so the people in my circle have a track record of identifying opportunities, capitalizing on them and seeing results. And so I value those opinions. I'm not going to ask someone who's never started a business, who's not done anything like this. I'm not going to run this idea by them and say, what do you think? Because they don't know the risks. They're just hearing what, you know, all your excitement about all of this. So I tend to have different circles depending upon what I'm doing of people who have been successful in those areas. And that way I know that I'm getting advice from people that have been there, they've done that. And the advice that I do get from them is going to be helpful as far as things I may not be seeing or recognizing. That's my advice on that side.
So know who you're asking.
Absolutely. You
know, and don't ask everybody, please. I'll get off my soapbox in a second. But
don't do a survey. Yeah. Don't do a survey.
No.
I kind of like what Matt said though. Matt, it sounds like you have like multiple masterminds.
Yeah. Yeah. For different areas, different things. And Jennifer, I'm going to tell you, so my 19-year-old daughter is a blacksmith. She decided she wanted to be a blacksmith at 13. And she's good. I got her trained with a local blacksmith. We have to drive 2 hours there because I had to figure out, I'm like, where do I find a blacksmith? But same thing, she's not going to go to school. She's going to be an artist and we're resigned to what that means. And, you know, working with her, and she doesn't like any of my t-shirt designs. It's being able then to support, you know, what your child wants to do. And there are people that look at us like, why aren't you sending her to college? Like, why would I send her to college? Yeah. Why would I do this? There are people on the outside of the periphery who I feel very free to give their opinion because my 2 oldest daughters have decided not to go to college, but one's learning photography, the other one's a blacksmith, and I'm happy with what they're doing.
Yeah.
But what I hear from other people, especially from their school, is why wouldn't they go to college? They get good grades. I'm like, why? they are making things happen for themselves, and I am there to support them. So it's interesting to hear what other people think, and they're scared of something they don't know.
I totally get that. I just have to say really quick, Matt, when I talk to other parents, they're like, you're not sending your daughter to college. I'm like, no. I was like, but we're just going to see what happens.
Exactly.
Student loans are expensive. I'm still mm-hmm. paying them. Not that college is a bad thing. I mean, there's education for, you know, some things, but like the blacksmith, I think that's incredible. I love that. She needs to be on Instagram if she's not already. I will help her out. She
is. She is. You can find her at Everflame Forge on Instagram.
Oh, that's so cool. I love it.
Just to jump it. So, and I will say, I'm not disparaging education, but like right now in digital marketing, a degree in journalism, a degree in English, something that helps you write well is basically all you need. Mm-hmm. I went back a couple years ago and got a degree in education and instructional design to learn how to put together online courses, to learn how to teach better, because I was a subject matter expert. But when it came to teaching, I was learning by trial and error. So going back to school enabled me to learn a lot of those structures and all the teaching behind it, that I was like, wow, this is so foundational. I wish I'd have known this. But going back and getting that master's degree, I wouldn't trade it for anything. And that enabled me to get work and enabled me to land clients that I never would have landed, because now I knew the language and I knew the structures in order to get some of those higher profile accounts.
Oh, 100%. Education is good. Like you said, it's just timing with everything, right? Yeah, you don't get a degree just to get a degree. Do it for a reason. So, yeah.
And the thing that you were saying before, Jen, is, you know, you started when you were in school, it was the start of social media. When I was in school, Generation X are here. So my background is journalism, but it was journalism analog. Mm-hmm. I worked in publishing when it was transitioning. They used to typeset.
Yep.
Through that whole situation. And I think I find that, you know, to be a blessing, because mm-hmm. I have both old school and new school education. But figure out what it is you love, what drives you, then figure out what you need to do to enhance that skill set, whether it mm-hmm. is through education or reaching out to your LinkedIn network, who does what you want to do, et cetera, et cetera. Sherry, I feel like you keep wanting to say something.
Oh, I always do.
Okay.
I mean, I just feel like, you know, it's amazing as you talk about, I'm a baby boomer and, you know, have watched such my very first business, right? How did we get marketing Yellow Pages? That was it. And like, it's changed so much. And that's the thing also. And Matt, I wish I would have used this. My son's an artist. He's a rock balance artist. And, you know, which is something he's developed over time. But we wasted so much money trying to do the right thing, you know, not the left thing, but the right thing. And and spending money on college that he had no desire to go to. But he went and here we are today. And he's a rock balance artist, which there were no skill sets for that in school for him. I mean, that it's just, and again, we have to pay attention. And now we've got AI coming along, and how does that play into the scenario? And I think today we've got all these continuation of technology that is changing so rapidly that it's amazing.
Yeah. And I have to hark back to, you know, communication skills, journalism, writing, talking.
Yes.
You have those skills. And I do competitive public speaking in college, which I attribute a lot of what I do to. You know, if you could talk, you could do anything. And that's, you know, even though, and you said, you know, your son didn't know what he was wanting to do, the education was wasted. I respectfully disagree. I say this as someone who does not have kids, but I believe you can learn something from any and every situation, whether it is through traditional or untraditional.
And he did go to culinary school too. So he will never go hungry.
Well, so now you're tripping into my left turn. So I recently started the Taste Buds with Deb podcast, and ooh, I'm leading cooking for productivity workshops. So I am all about the goal setting and the goal getting, but I didn't learn to love to cook till 6 years ago. And now it's like mind blowing everything. But it's the same path. It's still goals, business, productivity. I am just found a way to put my love of food, my newish found love of cooking. I always love food into the equation. So that's, I think, another thing with left turns. Maybe it's not, that sharp left. Maybe it's just a veer. So you can incorporate something else that you love to give new life to that passion.
I like that.
Well said. I couldn't agree more.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
So how can people better embrace change? Because again, if you think you need to change, trust your instincts. You're probably right. Sherry, what advice do you have for, because being able to embrace change is a mindset in and of itself, especially when it's choice versus circumstance.
Well, again, it's really just stepping back. It's why I believe in coaching as I do, because I think even just getting a coach, you know, Matt, talking about the mastermind, I ran a women's mastermind groups for 16 years called the Victory Circles. And a year ago, I said, you know what, I've been doing this for 16 years. I am getting a little, I found myself getting bored with it too, that I needed a shift. I needed a change. And it's really just been sitting back and, you know, doing my podcast. I have a core of clients that I work with, but not like not being super ambitious about what I want to do. My husband just retired, which, you know, that's been an event. And, but I have no desire to retire anytime soon just because I love my work. But it's stepping back and just really looking at the playing field and where do I want to play? What base do I want to play on right now? To use baseball, I don't know why, as an analogy.
Well, it's spring. Well, no, it's summer now. Yeah, it's baseball season. It's okay. Yeah. Step back, take a look around. No sudden movements.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Matt?
Wow. I knew there had to be a change. And I think you nailed it when you said if something about you thinks there needs to be a change, then reevaluation. I'm going to go back actually to what Sherry said, the contemplation, having that time to just sit. And that is one thing that I did when I made my pivot. I got off social media completely, because that was another thing. I didn't want the pressure. I didn't want the noise, and having that contemplation. And for the first, when I made the change, for the next 3 years, I was in the gym every morning. I was reading more books than I've ever read. My wife and I, you know, all the kids were in school during the day. We went on more daytime dates. it was kind of like the post decision, but having that contemplation time to really consider what is it that, where do I want to do with this? What do I want to do? And so if you're thinking you need to make that change, get off social media, spend more time quietly considering, thinking. You will be rewarded for that rather than just constantly watching what other people are doing and thinking you have to move, or, you know, seeing this and, boy, I really want to do that. Filter out the noise and just think about it and let your mind wander and consider everything that you need to do.
Awesome advice. And social media, it really is. And this is a marketing person who said he took a break from social media. And Jen, you were saying something about this as well. Everybody else is on their own path. So stop with comparison syndrome also.
Yes. No, absolutely. I mean, even though I'm social media, I live and breathe it, I need breaks from social media. It can be overwhelming. And making a left turn can be absolutely terrifying. You're just like, am I making the right decision? I always trust my gut. But the number one thing is, I never want to be the smartest person in the room, because if you're the smartest person in the room, you're never learning anything. So I do have a mastermind, and I have multiple groups of people where if I have an idea or something I want to do, my main one, I've got several different entrepreneurs in different industries that have different specialties. And when I throw an idea into our chat, they're just like, Jen, what about this? You should do this, ads this, do that. And they're a really good mirror, because they will tell me, oh, Jen, I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't know if you should do that. But having a good circle of people that you can trust and to mirror back and that are in different industries, know different things than you, is important, because that way you can bounce ideas off of them and they will give you a true, honest opinion. And I have, I would say, three different kind of collective groups of people that I talk to. But along with that, once you, you know, talk to your trusted group, then invest in yourself. So many people don't invest in a coach or just invest in courses, like Matt went back to school, but invest in yourself. And even though, like, spending that money, you're like, I don't know if I'm going to get the ROI on everything, do it. Trust the process and trust yourself. That's the most important thing. Because if you have that feeling, like Sherry and Matt said, about, you know, getting off of social media and really, like, going into your soul and understanding what is your true passion. And once you figure out what that is, I mean, go for it, follow that path, and everything else will lay out ahead of it as well.
Trust the process. Mm-hmm. Don't rush things. Take a look around. The only thing that I'm going to add, because I can't help myself, is realize that you could do little things. You don't have, just because you're like itching to do something different, maybe it's a hobby, maybe it's exploring new education. You don't have to, like, quit your day job and, you know, burn your life down or whatever. Yeah. But little things also can become big things.
This is very true. And you have to start small, right? And then you see that momentum growing and growing like a snowball. And then you're like, holy crap, before you know it, before your eyes, your dream is coming true and you're living the life of your dreams. It's that easy.
Because it's that easy.
Just like that. Easy as that.
I love that. Okay, start small. Your dreams will be here before you know it. Anything else before we jump into goals? Any other, like, really good concrete tips? Because I love where this conversation is going. So we've got start small. What else you got, Jen?
Just the mastermind. Have a group of people that you can, professionals, industry experts, entrepreneurs that you can trust, that have been there before, that have built businesses. Like, you know, I'm going to be talking to Matt and Sherry after this and be like, hey guys, you're my new little pod. But, you know, I mean, that's so critical and so important. And go to events too, conferences. I've met so many different people at events, and, you know, I got all my jobs through meeting my future managers at events and speaking at events. Like, it's amazing what industry events can do.
Yes, because you can't reach your goals on your own. You need your people.
Yes.
And I get so much joy when I bring people together who've obviously never met before, and they stay in touch, and I see them on each other's podcasts or collaborating. So mm-hmm. when you put yourself in those situations, mm-hmm. then you can blossom in ways you never imagined. Sherry and I met because we were on the week or twice monthly West mm-hmm. Coast Innovation Women call. And, like, last 10 minutes, okay, be friends with people. And we were put together in the same room. So you just never mm-hmm. know, but you have to be in the rooms, right?
Yes,
definitely.
You have to network. Do it.
Right.
Well, and I would say too that this is my beef lately, is that you don't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars on coaching. And I am, just as a coach, holy moly, I just went through a nightmare of a coaching program, spent a lot of money, and it was a complete waste of my time. And, you know, and there was a lot of people in this group that were like, what the heck just happened here? And it's happening a lot more. I, you know, again, being in this field for the last 23 years, I just see it, you know, that you, the more you pay, the better it is. Not true. It is. So I'm just gonna say that out there.
Yes, another one of my pet peeves. You do the 2-day workshop, and their offer is $13,000 education
for a group session.
A group session. You've spent the couple days with us, and now here's your opportunity to learn more.
Right. And for only $20,000 more, you know, you can do some more with us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Can I share that? And I'm not going to mention names, but this one particular coach starts her sessions with, what is your ideal income? And then she says, well, if that's your ideal income, then you should have no problem spending this massive amount of money on my program. Oh my God. Yes, beware of sharks.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And Matt is shaking his head, as I should, as someone in this educating others field. He is, for those podcast listeners, he is basically facepalmed.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just want to know what's in Matt's head right now.
Yeah, I do too. Okay. It looks like it's gonna explode.
Oh, yeah. I mean, doing a pivot, doing a left turn, great. And if, yeah, I'm trying to keep a lid on it. One thing you'll notice, like both Jennifer and Sherry and myself, we stayed in an area that we knew. It was familiar. We knew, and you know enough about it that even though you may change and take a left turn, I'm still in an area of something where I have some expertise. Yeah. I have some knowledge about what I'm doing. I did not go to a completely different industry, and I culinary school. I would love to do that. I'm not going to quit and be a chef because I know, I make food at home. That's about it. So a left turn is not leaving. You still have to have a safety net, mm-hmm. And wanting to leave and be with more time with your kids is great. But if you don't have the safety net, you could end up doing a lot more harm than good. And so sometimes it takes patience of, you know what? I'm going to do this in my basement, and I'm going to do it at night. I tell people when they will ask me, how did you get where you got? And I'm like, do you know how many hours I spent late at night? I was building websites in the late 90s because, yeah, like you, I was a Gen Xer. They didn't have websites when I was in school, in college. We didn't learn that. But we call it the basement time. What are you doing to learn, to know more, to find out? What are you struggling with? What problems are you trying to solve? And that's what you got to do on your own time. Mm-hmm. And finally, you may get to the point where, okay, I can make this work because I've got a network of people that I know if I go out on my own, they're going to send me business. That I attribute that to being a cornerstone of the pivots that I have made throughout my life, is I've always had that network of professional people that were able to refer business that could use what I was doing. And so, yeah, before you go pay a coach or anyone, be sure you know or have talked to people who have come out of it. And I'm saying this from someone who sells certification courses, who sells courses, talk to them. That's one thing I talk probably to people who sign up for my course. I probably talk to them for, I'd say at the bare minimum, 20 to 30 minutes before they even sign up, to answer questions, to tell them about what they're going to do. I let them talk to the certification company that I teach for. Be aware. Just don't jump in blindfolded.
100%. Yes.
I'm going to say 200%. This is not a commercial, but it's going to sound like one. If you are at a loss and you have absolutely no idea what to do next, grab a copy of your goal guide, because it will walk you through Deb, determine your mission, explore your options, brainstorm your path. And well, it's a lot of brainstorming and free writing, those sorts of things, but it's really for self-exploration. So if you don't know where to start, it's an option.
Yes, it's a great option. I've gone through it. I've read it. It's incredible. So definitely, yes, 100%.
Oh, well, thank you. I was just trying to give people an easy guide for figuring out what they want and how to get it.
It's a great starting point. Good.
Thank you. That being said, now let's take a sharp turn and talk about goals. So what is something someone could do today, tonight, tomorrow to either reassess their life or make a little bit of progress towards their left turns? Matt, what goal would you like to gift?
Read a story to your children.
You don't have children?
If you don't have children, take some time and read a story that you enjoy. Get to that contemplation time. What I learned from making my left turn is that the kids don't remember always the big grand gestures, the trips, the anything. They remember when dad sat with them and read them a story every night. And I'll tell you, those small things are the hardest to do. It's easy to spend the money and take a trip. It's easy to go to the zoo for a day. It's difficult to, you know what, let's read a book before bedtime. Let's pray before bed. Let's be available when they want you. Those are the hard things, and they're the small things, but they're the most meaningful.
So the goal is quality time with the kids.
Yeah.
And read a book. And if you don't have kids, have some quality time with yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Works for me. Sherry, what about you? What goal would you like to gift?
You know, is to really get out into nature. I'm going to say that there is something about being outside, that one of the things that I do every morning is something I call morning momentum practice, that I have that time to myself. And this time of year, oh, I get to do it in my garden. And it is like, you know, I get up at the crack of dawn so I can watch the sunrise and just really feel my day before I step into my day. And I highly recommend just nature and a morning practice. It's huge.
I love that you call it your morning momentum practice because it gears you up for the day.
Yes.
Awesome. Jen?
Yes.
Question mark?
I love them both. Sherry, I'm a nature girl too. I love starting my mornings. Just as much time as I can spend outside, I will. I have two. So one is to start reading a book. Like whatever book that is that can inspire you, help you towards your goal, find that book, start reading it. The second one, if there's an entrepreneur, a podcaster, let's say you're like, gosh, I love Deb. Deb's amazing. I follow her all the time. I'm just intimidated and I'm too scared to reach out. Reach out to someone that you've always wanted to reach out to, whoever that is, but someone that can help inspire you and guide you in your path, but get out of your comfort zone today and just send a message. And it's so interesting, you know, when I was younger and I would message on-camera meteorologists, they would respond instantly and be so gracious. They'd be like, you can come and shadow me. You can do this. And so reach out. And it's amazing the doors that can gradually start opening for you. So do that.
I think that's that's awesome. And the answer is always, if you don't ask, the answer is always no.
Right. Yes.
So why wouldn't you reach out? And so in a second, I'm going to let everybody share where they can find you. But if you go to thedebmethod.com/blog, we'll have their links as well as the links to all of our LinkedIn profiles. So if you are meeting us by tuning in, send a note with a connection request because we all want you to succeed. And again, you can't reach your goals on your own. You need your people. Let's be each other's people.
I love it.
So Matt, where can people find you, learn more about you, etc.?
All right. The central hub is sitelogic.com, and that's SITE, sitelogic.com. From there, you can get to the learning site, the podcast, Everything else, all the links are there.
Okay, why do I have it say sitelogicmarketing.com? Does it just redirect you?
Yeah, it's a redirect. So all I have to do is tell people the short one. And
okay. I will put the short one in the recap. Amazing. Sherry, where can people learn more about you?
My main site is businessvictories.com. And I'm just building up my YouTube channel, which I'm having a lot of fun doing. And then I'm Victory Girl over on Instagram.
Nice. Fantastic. And Jennifer, where can people learn more about you?
You can go to jenniferweather.com, Jennifer Weather on Instagram, as well as TikTok, and then Twitter at jwatson_WX. Fortunately, someone already has Jennifer Weather on Twitter. I could not grab it. But yeah, message
How did
me.
That happen?
I know, it's devastating, but it's okay. You just pivot, right? You make the left turn, we figure out something else. But feel free to message me anytime. I love geeking out about weather, motivation. If anyone ever needs anything, feel free to reach out to me. And if I don't know the answer, I'll find one of my friends that does.
Cool. We are in a conversation of connectors, for sure. And I am at The Deb Method everywhere. And again, if you go to thedebmethod.com/blog, you will get the links mentioned, as well as links to the LinkedIn and, of course, the podcast, because we do love to talk. Don't left-turners love to talk. Okay, extroverts, people who like people. Anyway, where was I going with this? What a left turn. What a wonderful, informative, inspirational conversation about left turns. What words of wisdom, what final tip do you want to leave everybody with? Jennifer?
Just do it. The hardest thing I feel like is to just take that first step. But I mean, you'll realize, wow, that was easy and simple. And I can't believe I waited years to actually do it. So as much as like, you're just like, oh, I don't know, just make it happen. Just do it. And if you need an accountability partner, motivation, message me. I will hold you to it.
Awesome. And you can also join the Write On Online Facebook group. It's facebook.com/group/writeononline. And every day there's a different prompt, whether it is hosting your goals or reporting on them. Toot Your Horn Thursday is my favorite, but there every day is a different opportunity to share what you're working on for encouragement and support. So do all of the above. Reach out to all of us. Join the group. Let our enthusiasm elevate you.
Yes.
So, Sherry, final thought?
Final thought, trust yourself, trust the journey that you're on. Jennifer had said about to not be the smartest person in the room, but I like to think of it as to be the happiest person in the room. And whatever you're doing is making you happy.
I saw Matt's face on that one. He's like, we're all like, ooh, yeah, Sherry.
That's a good one. Matt, final thought?
You know what? Sometimes left turns happen to you, and just be aware of the opportunity. That's part. I'm just taking notes here, just realizing how many times it was just an opportunity that came up that I said yes to. And boom, there it is. Things are going on. So be aware that this stuff can just creep up on you too.
I especially love that you said this, because originally one of my original panel was unavailable today, and I put a note out to the network and Matt just jumped on in. You never know. You never know what a conversation or connection is going to lead to, as long as it is in service of what you are creating. Go down the path, have fun, enjoy those left turns, because you never know what wonderful place it might lead you. Thank you so much, Matt Bailey, Sherry Ruckus, Jennifer Watson, for joining me today. And for those tuning in, thank you for choosing yourself and your goals and your possibilities for your future, because you're the one with the control. You get to have the life that you want. So start going after the life that you want. Go on out there. Go for it, because we know you can do it.
Thanks for listening to The Deb Show. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Need more inspiration and motivation? Connect with me on LinkedIn, follow at The Deb Method on social media, and check out thedebmethod.com. Best of luck with your goals, and remember, you can do it.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.